Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them.
Did you know you can get an LGBT sandwich now? This is a thing, apparently. A supermarket chain here in the UK has created an LGBT sandwich for Pride Month. It's technically a BLT, but with G added. And G isn't, surprisingly, glitter. Although, now I want there to be a bacon sandwich with edible glitter baked into the bread, because that sounds amazing. Someone please make sparkly bread a thing. I want my carbs to be fabulous. Nor does the G in this situation refer to GHB, which is essentially liquid ecstasy and is often used at sex parties. So I'm told. As fucking brilliant as it would be to see everyone off their tits after eating a sandwich. Remember, kids, if a stranger offers you a sandwich, only have half. Otherwise, you might find yourself on the bottom of a sweaty sex pile during your lunch break. And no one wants to go back to the office after a lunchtime orgy by the checkouts in Marks and Spencer's. It would be very difficult to focus on your spreadsheet, or whatever, while wondering if that was melted butter you could feel dribbling down your leg, or if it was something entirely different. Mmm, spreadable. Oh, I made myself laugh. Anyway, gay sandwiches. I bet whatever marketing department thought this up was very pleased with themselves. You know, what is it gay people want? Equal treatment in all things? Freedom to live and love without fear? More positive representations of queer life in mainstream media? Right. How about, and stick with me on this one, a sandwich. But, right, it's got salad and a bit of bacon, right, and then we slap some avocado in there and bung a rainbow on the wrapper. Fucking genius. Have some more cocaine. Because, yeah, the LGBT sandwich is lettuce, guacamole, bacon and tomato. So it's a BLT with some avocado slapped in the middle of it. Not that appetizing, to be honest. I'm probably being a little bit hard on them, actually. I mean, I don't think adding plant slime to a sandwich is the best possible way to help LGBT causes, but they are giving money to charity, which is moving in the right direction. I'm not actually that down on this idea at all, even if I mock it a bit. It's relatively low effort, but it's a way of doing something nice for the community. It shouldn't be the only thing they do by any stretch, but it's certainly better than not doing anything, which is what plenty of brands do. Is it going to fix everything? No, of course not. It's a fucking sandwich. Is it an offence to LGBTQ people? I don't think so. It's kind of cute, if you ask me. I mean, I can't speak for everyone because, Christ. So I'm sure someone will get pissed off about it, but that's what Twitter's for. If you're not pissing someone off on Twitter, then you're not doing it right. Is it actively helping an LGBT charity make things a little bit better? Yes, it is. Right then, shut up and eat it. I think my point here, mainly, is that it's better than nothing. And it's always better to have them inside pissing out than it is to have them outside pissing in. And it's certainly considerably better than just slapping a rainbow on your logo or shouting woo gays and leaving it at that. Which, sadly, is what a lot of brands seem to think is appropriate during Pride Month. I've talked before about the need for Pride marches in the episode called Pride, funnily enough. And by the way, they are not parades. A march is a protest. A parade is a celebration. We can have a celebration when every single LGBTQ person on this planet is free, unharmed, and treated with the same dignity and respect as everyone else. Until then, we're still marching. And I stand by what I said in my previous thing, like, Pride is important. But, and it is a big hairy but, it should always be about the LGBTQ community, and I'm seeing less and less of that every year. 10 years ago, a mainstream company having a presence at Pride was a great thing. It said, "We are not afraid to support our LGBTQ customers. We see them as equal to our straight customers." Well, actually, probably closer to, "We are not afraid to support our LGBTQ customers. We see their money as equal to the money of our straight customers." But, you know, even that was a great, even brave thing for companies to do at the time. But things have moved on a little bit. It's no longer enough for a company to slap a rainbow on the side of their product for a month and call it quits. you don't get to wave our flag if you're not doing something that actively benefits the LGBTQ community. It's not enough that you no longer object to us existing. Nowadays, companies need to be showing how they are actively helping the community if they want to use our flag. I don't think that's a stretch. Because the flag's important. Not because it's a flag. I mean, I'm not that enthusiastic. I'm no flaggart. But because of what it represents. That rainbow flag means safety, family, belonging. Somewhere where I don't have to watch myself and the way I talk and act. Or I don't have to keep an eye out for idiots who are going to make my life harder in a million little ways for no other reason than because they can. When I see that flag on a building or in a bar, it means that this is a place where I'm among my own kind, who know all the shit that we have to deal with because they too are dealing with it. Or it should mean that. Far too often, especially around Pride Month, it means, quick, stick a rainbow on the wall so gay people will spend their money here. Even the words Pride Month don't sit right with me. The more I think about it, the more it smacks of some kind of marketing committee sort of a thing. Every month is Pride Month when you're LGBTQ. Every day we celebrate by holding hands with a lover, by kissing in public, by talking about our husbands and wives without shame or fear. That's what Pride is. It's not the march, it's not the rainbow flags or the glitter or the lesbians with whistles one day a year. It's every day. It's living and loving and dealing with all the shit straight people talk about, like straight pride, for fuck's sake, without shouting, fuck it, and reaching for a pitchfork. Because believe me when I say sometimes it is tempting to reach for that pitchfork. And if you're not involved in that effort all year round, you don't deserve to get to play on the one fun day of the year. Because, you know, none of it goes away. The world doesn't magically get better for everyone in July because it's not Pride Month anymore and we can forget about all the problems. It's just that all the rainbows suddenly disappear again. Maybe it's time we started asking, as we see those companies with big Pride presences. We ask them, what do you do for the community that you're so suddenly keen to be a part of but haven't had anything to do with the last 11 months? Oh, we treat all our employees equally. That's not enough, because all you're saying there is, we don't hate gays enough to break the law, and we'll do exactly as much as the law says we have to. That's not reassuring. Is your sandwich tasty? Tasty? Well, it meets the minimum legal requirements to be classified as food. Yeah, it's not very enticing, thanks. I'll have something else. So maybe it's time that we started making sure the businesses supporting Pride are also supporting the community the rest of the year too. You know, making sure they partner with non-profits or charities, not just for Pride Month, but all year round. You know, make sure that they're contributing to a lasting change for their LGBTQ customers, not just throwing rainbows around until we hand over cash. And companies that aren't doing anything or are actively anti-gay, maybe we stop spending money there. I know this is the hard bit. And for example, I know several gays who continue to eat at Chick-fil-A in the US, despite it being owned by some extremely anti-LGBT bastards. Or Nando's in the UK, who have a huge presence at Pride and even have a rainbow version of their logo up permanently outside their Soho restaurant, but don't contribute anything to the betterment of the community as a whole. And if you just went, oh yeah, it's me, I eat there, lol, then fucking stop it, you muppet. You're only encouraging them. Have an avocado sandwich instead. Yeah, I know, it's not very appealing, is it? Maybe we could make gay pizza or something for next year. The jokes write themselves. Order complete. A 10-inch spicy sausage is on its way to you now. See? Easy. 10-inch spicy sausage. Chance would be a fine thing.
That was Probably True, the repeatedly award-winning storytelling series created by me, Scott Flashheart, to remind all of my queer brothers and sisters that we are none of us alone. You can find transcripts of every episode, links and other things at probablytruepodcast.com. There's additional content and other lovely stuff available to subscribers at patreon.com/probablytrue. And if you want to get in touch, just search Probably True Podcast on the socials.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.